A new dawn rose, and it was as if the attack had never occurred. Overnight, human workers had washed away all trace of spilled blood and mended every last broken stone until the plaza was spotless. Miria led her battle sisters to the council chamber, where Hro and the others were waiting. For a moment, Miria's gaze dwelled on Arbiter Arvan, but the other woman showed no reaction. The Celestian stood in the center of the room, the squad in guardian stances and Nolan at her side.
Representatives of the Imperial Church, you have our deepest regrets. We hoped that you would not be touched by our internal social problems, that you were dragged into such a lamentable incident shames all of Holos. We beseech you and ask that you understand we meant no artifice in this matter. The embarrassment of the Red is a problem we are working to bring to an end. We hope it will not sour your feelings towards our world.
Miria gave a nod, her expression cold and steady.
I understand. Know this, people of Holos. The Imperial Church will welcome you back to the rule of Holy Terra. And the ships of the Ministerium are already on their way. But there will be changes ahead. For many of you, the reintegration with the Imperium will be difficult.
What changes do you refer to, Sister Miria?
She met the gaze of the Arbiter, knowing that her next words would change the fate of the world forever.
It is with regret I must inform you that all replicae on Holos will fall under the jurisdiction of the Magos Biologis, the genesmiths of the Adeptus Mechanicus.
What does that mean?
Confirming. As artificially created life forms, clones have no right to citizenship in the Imperium of Mankind.
You expect us to accept that? We, who have protected this planet for 20 of your lifetimes? We, who made Holos a near utopia? How dare you make such demands?
Miria saw a smile bloom on Arvan's face, and the Arbiter suddenly rushed forward, pushing Ro aside.
Be silent, Vatborn! Your weakling reign is over!
Arvan, no! Wait!
But the woman ignored her, snarling into a vox bead hidden in her collar.
Now! The time is now! Begin the revolt! The Red Sect rises this day!
What are you doing?
I told you to be silent! Ta!
Arvan produced a weapon, and from the corridors, humans in red streaked clothes appeared.
No! Stay your hands! I did not do this for you, Arvan. I gave this decree to stop further bloodshed.
It is too late for that. Today we show our true colors. We show our secret sign hidden for so long.
The Arbiter tore open her tunic, her action mirrored by her followers. And what the Celestian saw branded into their flesh made her blood chill. Each of the Red Sect bore a mark, a disc and a line bisecting two arcs. It was a symbol of the ruinous powers, of chaos itself.
The mark of Zeech. Terror protects us. They are a cult of change.
Instinctively, the battle sisters raised their weapons and brought them to bear. But Arvan seemed shocked that fellow humans would threaten her. Miria's thoughts raced as she took aim with her plasma pistol. What she had feared all along was so. During its great isolation, Holos had been tainted by the touch of the dark gods lurking in the warp.
You threaten us? Why do you take their side, Miria? We're both human. The clones are the enemy. They are the ones who are unclean and tainted. The Red are the way of new change. We are the secret truth.
You are pawns of chaos and unfit to live.
They're all dead.
Not yet. Look out in the streets.
The anarchy of the battle in the courtyard was dwarfed by the conflict now erupting in the city. Beyond the plaza, Miria glimpsed
dozens of the feral replicae the Battle Sisters had faced before, laying waste and killing without pause.
There are legions of them. An army of cloned berserkers.
We cannot fight such numbers.
The ship. If we have them deploy their lance cannons...
The collateral damage would be immense. Hundreds of thousands of civilians dead. No. There's another way. Myria turned to Ro. She and the other council members had followed them into the courtyard. I will ask once again, Replique. Help us to fight these creatures. Take up arms and defend your world, or I will be forced to destroy it.
No, no! We have forsworn conflict. We have excised the ability to kill from ourselves forever.
Error. That statement is incorrect.
The adept gestured with a cyber limb.
I have computed the nature of the mutation that separates the red strain of the clones from Ro and her kind. In the past, they changed themselves to expunge their warrior natures. Error. They have only deactivated that part of themselves. It still remains.
I do not understand. That was all so long ago. Before I was decanted.
I can undo the alteration. A simple dose of the correct neurochemical synthesized by my internal biofac module. It will regress them to their warrior state.
Oh, God Emperor, no! You would rob us of our reason, our very freedom!
You don't have any freedom. You are slaves!
With an expression of pure, undiluted horror, Ro turned to Myria, pleading with her.
Sister, please! Tell me you will not do this!
How would this neurochemical work?
A dispersal vector. It would spread like a virus. Effect near instantaneous. All replicae would revert to type. But this is a grave act. It is irreversible.
In the name of Holy Terror, I beg you!
I will not let a world fall to the taint of the Chaos Gods. Sacrifice some to save others. I will do whatever is required to retain the sanctity of Church and Imperium. Do it.
As you command.
No!
The change flooded over the replicae like a storm cloud blotting out the sun. Myria watched Ro's pale flesh grow darker, becoming a deep, sullen crimson.
Strong blood. It's working. All of them. They're becoming like the others.
Ro? Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Confirmed. Balance restored. The pacifist replicae are as they once were, ready for battle orders.
Ro, gather your kindred and take weapons. Destroy the Red Sect and the clones they control.
As you command.
Without pause or hesitation, Ro and the other replicae stormed across the plaza in the direction of the conflict. They moved as automatons, fast and lethal, striding into battle in silent formation.
Now we have an army and a chance to save this planet.
At such cost. Sisters, follow them in! Ave Imperator!